The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
There are many characters in the Bible. Of course, in the New Testament, we have Jesus, his holy family, his apostles, most especially Peter, John the Baptist, Pontius Pilate. But there are also quite a few characters in the Old Testament as well. Moses and Adam. And then we have a character that we heard from today, Elijah the prophet. Now, Elijah was such an important person that when Jesus transfigured himself before his disciples, two people showed up from the Old Testament: Moses, the giver of God's law, and Elijah the prophet. But in today's first reading, Elijah is at a low point in his life. So he has already eliminated all of the false prophets that were preaching about the false god Baal. But because of that, he was sent into exile. Because of that, the king sent him away. And so Elijah is now experiencing the loss of community. He can no longer be with the community of faith. He can no longer be with that community that he was trying to preach to. And of course, included in that community is the community of his family. This is such an important loss for him that now he has decided, "I'm just going to pray for death. What more is there to do?" Well, we have a different story of the importance of community in today's gospel. So we are in the midst of these several Sundays of listening to Jesus give what we now call the Bread of Life discourse. But now, because people are disagreeing with him and because people are upset with him, we begin today's section with the Jews murmured about Jesus, saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" What they're really complaining about is Jesus is bringing dishonor to the community and the family by saying such blasphemy as saying that, "I am the son of God. I have come down from heaven." They have decided that their community is so important that they cannot even listen to someone trying to put themselves above it. And yet, we know the truth. The truth is that Jesus is the incarnate Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, who has been sent to this earth to offer salvation. But the Son of God offers something else as well. God so wants the human family to be a part of the great community that has been revealed to us. God does not exist as a single entity, but exists in a community of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is the perfect community. It's not a community built on love. It is a community of love. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Spirit. And the Spirit loves the Father and Son. God has revealed his innermost life by revealing to us that he exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Son of God wants us to share in that community. And that is why through our baptism, we are incorporated to the body of Christ, the church. Each and every one of us can look to one another. It doesn't matter who our parents are, but because our baptism, we can look to one another and call each other brothers and sisters in the Lord, sons and daughters of the living God, and temples of the Holy Spirit. This community is so important to be a member of that Jesus even prayed for us before his arrest. We hear in John's Gospel Jesus pray, "Father, make them one, as I am one in you, and you are one in me." In other words, he was saying, "Father, make them one so they can share in the community that exists in the triune God." But Jesus doesn't just pray for that. He gives us the gifts that makes that community come to life. He gives us the gift, of course, of baptism. At the very moment of our baptism, we are incorporated into his body, the church. But he knows we need continual help and grace for that community to continue to grow and flourish. And so he gives us another sacrament, the sacrament that has many names, the Eucharist. But the name I'm thinking mostly is Holy Communion. Holy because we encounter the Son of God. Communion because it continues to build on the bonds of community that were established at our baptism. The grace that flows from every celebration of the Mass is a grace that binds our community together. It gives us a glimpse of the life of that perfect community that exists between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are not a perfect community because we are a community of sinners. And thus we need the grace that flows from the sacraments of the church to build our community, to forgive each other when we wrong each other, to reconcile and show the world that who we truly are, sons and daughters of the living God, brothers and sisters of our Savior Jesus Christ, and temples of the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, we come to Mass not just to praise and give thanks to God, not just to encounter our Lord and Savior in Holy Communion, but we also come to build up the community that we have joined. My dear friends, the life on this earth is about building this community, so that when we move on from this life to the next, we will be welcomed in to the community that exists, to our triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.